This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 151 Biography of Robert Latta, the Representative from Ohio. General Information. Robert Latta is a prominent American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for Ohio's 5th Congressional District. He is a member of the Republican Party and has been in office since 2007. Latta's district includes a large portion of Northwest Ohio, encompassing cities like Findlay, Lima, and Bowling Green. Early life and education. Robert Latta was born on April 18, 1956, in Bluffton, Ohio. He grew up in a family with a strong political background. His father, Del Latta, was a long-serving U.S. congressman from the same district. Latta attended Bowling Green State University, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in 1978. Following his undergraduate studies, he pursued a Juris Doctor degree from the University of Toledo College of Law, graduating in 1981. His education provided him with a solid foundation in both political science and law, which would later influence his career path. Early career. After completing his legal education, Robert Latta returned to Bowling Green, Ohio, where he began practicing law. He worked in private practice, gaining experience in various legal fields which would later prove beneficial in his legislative roles. In 1988, Latta entered the political arena by running for the Ohio House of Representatives. He won the election and served in the Ohio House from 1989 to 1997. During his tenure, he focused on issues like economic development, education, and healthcare, establishing himself as a conservative voice in state politics. Following his time in the state legislature, Latta was elected to the Ohio Senate in 1997, where he served until 2007. Here, he continued to advocate for business-friendly policies, tax reforms, and was known for his efforts in reducing government regulations. Election history. Robert Latta's congressional career began when he was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in a special election held on December 11, 2007. This election was necessitated by the resignation of Paul Gilmore, who had held the seat for many years. Since his initial election, Latta has faced several re-elections, consistently securing his position with significant margins. His ability to maintain voter support in a district with a history of Republican representation has been attributed to his alignment with local values and his family's political legacy. In the 2018 election, despite a national trend towards Democrats, Latta won re-election with over 62% of the vote, showcasing his strong local support base. Political stances. Robert Latta is known for his conservative stances, particularly on economic issues. He supports tax cuts, deregulation, and policies aimed at fostering business growth. Latta has been a vocal proponent of reducing the size of government and has often criticized what he perceives as excessive federal spending. On healthcare, Latta has opposed the Affordable Care Act, advocating instead for market-driven solutions and less government intervention. He has supported efforts to repeal and replace parts of the ACA, focusing on increasing competition and consumer choice. In terms of energy policy, Latta has been a strong advocate for the oil and gas industry, particularly fracking, which is significant in his district. He supports policies that promote energy independence and has worked on legislation to streamline the approval process for energy projects. Regarding environmental issues, while he acknowledges the need for environmental protection, Latta often prioritizes economic considerations, arguing for a balance that does not hinder business operations. He has supported measures to reduce regulations on businesses, which he believes can lead to job creation and economic growth. On social issues, Latta holds traditional conservative views. He is pro-life, supports gun rights, and has voted against measures that would expand rights for the LGBTQ+ community, aligning with his district's predominantly conservative electorate. Latta's legislative efforts also include significant work on telecommunications policy, where he has pushed for deregulation to encourage innovation and competition in the tech sector. He has been involved in drafting and supporting bills that aim to protect consumer privacy while fostering technological advancement. Robert Latta, the representative for Ohio's 5th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his deep-rooted connection to the district, having been born and raised in the area. This local heritage allows him to understand the unique needs and concerns of his constituents, fostering a sense of trust and reliability. His long-standing presence in the community means that he is not just a political figure but a neighbor, which resonates well with voters who value representation by someone who truly knows their community. Latta's legislative focus on key issues like agriculture, energy, and telecommunications directly impacts the economic backbone of his district. Ohio's 5th District includes rural areas where farming is a significant part of the economy, and Latta's advocacy for agricultural policies that support local farmers has been well received. He has consistently pushed for legislation that reduces regulatory burdens on farmers, ensuring they can thrive in an increasingly competitive global market. His efforts in promoting energy independence through support for natural gas and oil exploration also align with the district's interests in reducing energy costs and creating jobs. Another pillar of support for Latta is his commitment to conservative values, which resonates with a significant portion of his electorate. He champions issues like gun rights, limited government, and fiscal responsibility, which are core to many of his constituents' political beliefs. His voting record reflects these values, often aligning with conservative think tanks and advocacy groups, which in turn endorse him, reinforcing his image as a steadfast conservative. This ideological alignment ensures that his supporters feel he is not only representing their district but also their values in Congress. Latta's approach to constituent services is also noteworthy. He maintains an active presence in the district through town halls, community meetings, and direct engagement with local issues. His office is known for its responsiveness, helping constituents navigate federal bureaucracy, from veterans' benefits to Social Security issues. This hands-on approach to governance makes constituents feel heard and valued, which is crucial for maintaining political support. Furthermore, Representative Latta's experience in Congress, having served for multiple terms, provides him with the seniority and influence necessary to effectively advocate for his district's needs. His roles on significant committees like the Energy and Commerce Committee give him a platform to influence policy directly affecting his constituents. This legislative clout is not lost on voters who appreciate having a representative with the power to make a difference at the national level. Lastly, Latta's campaign strategies and political acumen have also played a role in his sustained support. He has managed to maintain a relatively uncontroversial public image, focusing on policy rather than personality, which appeals to voters tired of political drama. His ability to secure endorsements from influential local and national figures further solidifies his position, making him a formidable candidate in elections. His consistent re-election victories are a testament to his ability to connect with and represent the interests of Ohio's 5th District effectively. One of the primary reasons people do not support Representative Robert Latta from Ohio's 5th District is his stance on environmental issues. Latta has consistently voted against measures aimed at combating climate change, such as opposing the Green New Deal and bills that would reduce carbon emissions. His voting record suggests a preference for deregulation of environmental protections, which many constituents view as detrimental to the health of their communities and the planet. This has led to significant backlash from environmentally conscious voters who see his policies as prioritizing corporate interests over public welfare. Another significant point of contention is Representative Latta's approach to healthcare. He has supported efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act, ACA, without presenting a viable alternative that would ensure coverage for all Americans. His votes against expanding Medicaid and other health programs have left many in his district feeling neglected, especially those who rely on government assistance for healthcare. This lack of support for comprehensive healthcare reform has alienated voters who believe that access to healthcare is a fundamental right, not a privilege. Latta's economic policies also draw criticism, particularly his support for tax cuts that predominantly benefit the wealthy and large corporations. Many in his district feel that these policies exacerbate income inequality, as they see little to no direct benefit from these tax reductions. His opposition to raising the minimum wage and his votes against bills that would increase worker protections are seen as out of touch with the needs of the working class, leading to a disconnect with constituents who are struggling economically. On the issue of gun control, Representative Latta's staunch support for Second Amendment rights without advocating for any form of gun regulation has been a point of contention. His votes against background checks and other gun safety measures are viewed by many as irresponsible, especially in light of increasing gun violence across the nation. This stance has not only alienated those who advocate for stricter gun laws but also those who feel that a balanced approach to gun ownership and public safety is necessary. Lastly, Latta's political alignment with more extreme elements within his party has caused concern among voters who prefer a more centrist or bipartisan approach to governance. His endorsement of controversial figures and his alignment with policies that are seen as divisive have led to a perception that he prioritizes party loyalty over the interests of his constituents. This has fostered a sense of disillusionment among voters who feel that their representative should work towards unity and compromise rather than deepening political divides. In summary, the lack of support for Representative Robert Latta stems from a variety of policy disagreements, from environmental protection to healthcare, economic policies, gun control, and his political alignment. These issues reflect broader concerns about representation, where many feel that Latta's legislative priorities do not align with the needs and values of a significant portion of his district. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.